Congress wants to crack down on cities like Philadelphia that protect undocumented immigrants by limiting their cooperation with federal immigration officials. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports that the House of Representatives has passed a bill that would cut Justice Department law enforcement funding to so-called sanctuary cities.
The crackdown comes after a 32-year-old woman was gunned down in San Francisco on July 1st, allegedly by an undocumented immigrant with a criminal record. The bill now heads to the Senate, and President Obama is already vowing to veto it. Republican Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey did not respond to requests for comment, but expressed support for curbing sanctuary cities on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT earlier this month.
I don't think this is defensible policy.
Philadelphia does not consider itself to be a sanctuary city, but House Republicans appear to be using the term loosely to refer to cities that defy federal immigration authorities. Last year, Mayor Michael Nutter signed an executive order that the city will not keep immigrants in police custody at the request of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Erica Almiron heads Juntos, a Latino advocacy group that urged Nutter to sign the order because of fears in the community.
People not coming out of their houses, people who were not speaking to police if they ever saw something.
Almiron says the relationship between Latino immigrants and the police in Philadelphia has since improved. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.